Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now. Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, Scuba Believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hello there. My name is Martin Ebongé, and I teach people how to start businesses that literally run without them and generate passive income. So the main problem that I see is that people don't know where to start, simply because they make business way more complicated than it needs to be. So my advice for people who are getting started is that you don't need to be on every single platform and to pursue many opportunities and sell many different products. What you want to do is you're going to focus on one platform, okay? So you're going to focus your attention on one platform. What do I mean by attention is that you can focus your attention on one platform, but with automation, you can push that content over to somewhere else that will be ready for when you want to move to that platform. But focus on one single platform. Then you focus on one product that you want to sell on that platform. So you want to sell a product that you really believe in and a product that you really like, meaning that you could speak about the product for 2 hours, no problem. Right? And then afterwards, you focus on one specific client. So don't try to sell to everybody. You focus on one specific client with one channel, one product, one client. And that will remove all the complexity that is preventing you right now from getting started, because there are way too many variables that, they make everything too complicated. Okay? So if you're just getting started, this is the best way for you to get started. Now, what I want to say as well is the easier it is to get started, then the more you're going to do it. And you need to be comfortable putting some imperfect action. Go ahead and put it together. Now, there's always time afterwards to optimize it and, analyze it and make some changes, etc. Don't think that the perfect pitch, the perfect video, the perfect sales letter, the perfect email is going to start, like it's going to come out of the press, right? It takes iteration, it takes a little bit of time. But all the people who succeeded have something in common, is that they got started and they were in the game. If you are not in the game, it is impossible for you to win, right? So you don't have to be perfect, you just have to be in the game. And then you just keep putting action and improving over time by focusing, again, on one channel, one product, and one ideal client. And if you do that long enough, you are going to see some results, okay? So that's basically what I teach to people who want to know how I automate businesses. So right now I have more than 40 businesses that are running on complete automation. So that's 40 income streams. I started with one. I didn't start with 40, I started with one. Once I found what worked, I just replicated. Okay, that is pretty much it. Hopefully that can help you guys remove a lot of stress, a lot of complications, and it's going to shorten the time between when you're thinking about getting started with something and when you actually start. Because again, as I said, the one thing that people who made it have in common is that they were in the game. They started and then they were in the game. So get in the game.
Hi there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Troy Heiner, and I'm the founder of TFH Transformations LLC. And what I do is I help mid-career professionals, technologists, and entrepreneurs earn what they are truly worth. And the piece of advice that I wanted to pass along to you all today is to have clarity. As entrepreneurs, we tend to see opportunities everywhere, and that could be to our detriment because we might want to pursue them all. And that causes us to not make any progress towards any one thing in particular. So what I advise people to do is to really take the time and decide what it is that they truly, truly want. It is a process, and you have to pay attention to it as you would any other important aspect of your business. Because without clarity, like I said, you will struggle to make progress. Even with clarity, you will struggle. I'll talk about that in a minute. But once you have clarity and you know exactly what it is that you want and that nothing on earth is going to stop you from achieving it, then you can make commitment. You can go all in on that plan, that desire that you have. And then you can prepare for what is going to happen next, which is going to be struggle, which is going to be burnout, which is going to be challenges. Any great thing that you try to accomplish comes at a cost, comes at a price. As I already inferred, by saying yes to the one thing, you're saying no to everything else. So obviously there is a cost associated with saying no to 99.9% of the things you could be doing with your time. But even choosing that one thing you want to do, you are going to meet with resistance. There are going to be people that say that you can't do it. There are going to be people that are not going to buy into your vision. There are going to be logistical challenges, financial challenges, energy challenges. All these things are going to get in the way of your progress. But if you prepare for them, you can still be successful. And so one of the things that I'm working on with colleagues of mine is a course to help entrepreneurs avoid and escape burnout. And if you are interested in that, you could certainly get in touch with me at my email address, which is troy@troyheiner.coach. That is my email. And if you're interested in finding out more about this course that we're developing, you can get in touch with me there. You can also reach out to me through my website, which is TFHXLLC.com.
Thank you for tuning in and looking for advice as an entrepreneur. I have been an entrepreneur for many years with different adventures, yet my advice is the same, no matter your chosen vehicle in entrepreneurship. So let's go here now. You don't know what you don't know. If you can accept that, then you are on the right path. With that said, my advice is search out people who are where you want to be in business and reach out. Find out what they know that you don't. Hire a coach, hire a mentor. The trip alone is long and winding with many boulders and mountains. The trip with others in entrepreneurship, with help, builds a bridge over and around so that those obstacles are not stopping you. My name is Vicki Poole. I am a transformational coach, hypnotist, author, and podcaster. Connect with me at Linktree, linktr.ee/VickiPoole, VickiPoole. Most of all, enjoy the journey.
Hello, my name is Nicole Scher. I am a DEIAB expert. That's diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility, and belonging. I focus mostly on accessibility. I'm also the owner of The Needs Languages, which is personality communication. I do have two TEDx talks up. To look them up, you can look them up under Nicole Scher, TEDx. That's N-I-C-O-L-E. My last name is spelled S-H-I-R. So today, what I would like to talk about is timing in business. Now, you may be thinking, yes, you have to time everything and make sure you're in the market correctly. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm going to give an example. When you plant a seed in the ground, you don't automatically get a tree. Now, that what I'm meaning is timing is execution of your business, execution of your ideas. Some businesses are going to move faster than others. Some businesses are going to move slower than others. And you have to understand that based on your business. I have done business counseling with people where they have said to me, why aren't you moving faster? Why aren't you doing more? And I have looked at them and said, I am doing research right now. There's a lot I'm doing with mine that's research based. Well, you should be farther along than you are. And I won't talk to them anymore because they don't understand the concept of my business and they're making me feel bad. I've talked to other people that have gone, oh my gosh, what you're doing, most colleges are doing that work and are being backed up by colleges and you're doing that as a solo entrepreneur. That's really hard. Wow, you're doing amazing. You're farther along than most people would be. Those are the people you talk to. Now, at the same time, if I were doing something that let's say I had already researched the food truck and I had the recipe in my family for generations and I'd already had a restaurant before, I already knew the name of the game and I was procrastinating and people were like, you're not as far along as you should be. You've already done this three times. Then I need to deal with the blockages in me. And I need to heed that advice. So you need to know when you should heed that advice and when you're not moving fast enough and when you're moving at the pace you ought to be moving at. So that is where you have to really evaluate. And that's what I mean by pace. That's what I mean by timing. You have to understand that. And it's like music. When you are singing a song or playing an instrument, you have to know the rhythm and the timing in that music. You have to be able to read that music and know how to move in that pace. And part of that is finding people who are going to encourage you so you can keep on that track so that you're not out of key or out of tune or out of the rhythm. And that is so important in business because one, you don't want to burn yourself out because you're doing too much. Two, you don't want to burn yourself out because you're getting the wrong information. So for example, if I take that seed for that tree and I plant it in the wrong place of soil, or you don't water it, or you don't let it get the sunlight it needs, it's not going to grow. And if I'm a Christmas tree farm, I'm not going to be able to sell that tree for Christmas and then at least get back what I made. I'll lose money. And so these are the things we need to look at in business is the time that I plant that seed, the location, the watering, all those things. And timing is so important. Speed is so important. And execution is so important. So don't go too fast. Don't go too slow. Go at the timing that your business is needing to go at and find people that are going to encourage you on that time frame that works for the timing that your business is going to create the most success for you and those you are serving. Thank you.
What's good, y'all? I'm Dr. James Ford III, and I am a real estate investor. I've been investing in real estate for the last 6-7 years now. I'm also a general contractor by trade. I've been general contracting since 2011. It's been great, ups and downs with the business, learned a lot. Me being a general contractor, actually what prompted me to be a real estate investor. I've done some acting. I used to own 2-3 barbershops. So I've been in business all my life, never really had a job. So I know about being an entrepreneur. So I got some advice for entrepreneurs today. And this is what really helped me once I honed in on this right here. Beware of obstacles that present themselves as opportunities. And you all know what I mean. Some people come up and they say, man, I got this going on. I got that going on. You got really got to, you know, be vigilant in what you're doing and be confident in what you're doing in the first place to stick to what you're doing, because a lot of obstacles present themselves as opportunities. So here's 3 pieces of advice for entrepreneurs to avoid being sidetracked by obstacles masquerading as opportunities. Number 1, stay in line with your vision. Write down your vision and remind yourself regularly of your long-term goals and the vision you have for your business. So when you're faced with new opportunities, you can evaluate them against this vision. Ask yourself if the opportunity aligns with your core objective and if pursuing it will contribute positively to your overall mission. If not, it's likely a distraction in disguise. Number 2, evaluate potential risks and rewards. So before jumping into any new opportunity, you got to conduct a thorough risk assessment. Consider the potential benefits versus the potential drawbacks. And you got to assess whether the opportunity is worth the investment of your time, resources, and energy, because it'll take all 3. Sometimes what appears to be a golden opportunity may actually present more risk than reward after you do your closer examination. And number 3, stick to your priorities and plan. You want to establish clear priorities and a strategic plan for your business. When faced with distractions or tempting opportunities, refer right back to your priorities and your plan so that you can stay focused. Ask yourself if pursuing the opportunity aligns with your current priorities and if it fits into your existing plan. If it don't fit, you must have quit. No, I'm just joking. But if it doesn't, you got to have the discipline to say no and to stay on course. And this really helped me because, you know, you could bounce from one thing to the next. And some of that comes from you not really being confident in what you're doing in the first place. You're going to have to come up against things and you got to make it happen regardless of what you come up against, because the vision is going to be given to you. And it's up to you to share it with yourself and be confident with yourself. Then you can share it with others. So, man, I appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate this opportunity to share this with you. Again, catch me on Instagram, Investor Contractor, and the Investor Contractor Academy. Dr. James Ford III, I'm out. Talk with you soon.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, school believers. As a worker of 2 full-time jobs and a podcast and a coach, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias, and at this point I just can't hire a social media manager. It's just too gosh darn expensive. Pinnacle AI to the rescue! I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my reach and consistency. Do you want to have time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.